And let's hear about a different artistic connection, this one between Los Angeles and Latin America. In the coming year, it will be featured in more than 60 museums and art centers throughout Southern California. NPR's Mandalito Barco has this preview.
Pacific Standard Time, LA. LA is the name of the series that opens in September 2017. It's an initiative between cultural institutions from Los Angeles all the way out to Palm Springs and from Santa Barbara down to San Diego. Heather McDonald is program officer for the Getty Foundation, which largely funded the massive project.
There's been a huge effort by many of the curators participating to think in a very, very new way and to tell stories that really weave together U.S. Latino art with Latin American art in ways that I think will be quite surprising.
That includes a survey of art and science fiction in the Americas and works by Japanese and Chinese Latin Americans and showings of Mexican punk films. One exhibition will feature cartoons in Espanol from the 1940s, created when Walt Disney sent a group of artists to South America.
Valientes brillamos como brilla un peso. Nosotros los tres caballeros.
Walt Disney Studios used and adapted imagery and sort of cultural iconography from Latin America, but then artists, intellectuals, writers in Latin America responded to Disney and took that iconography and tweaked it, played with it, used it in subversive ways, political ways.
McDonald says many of the exhibitions will be political. One will feature underground so-called renegade art from 1990s Mexico. Another explores the role of murals in LA's Chicano movement. There will be a photo show featuring images from the bilingual newspaper La Raza. Several venues will have music and film screenings.
Like a sleeping giant, it slowly rears its head to the sound of tramping feet, clamoring voices.
A newly restored version of the classic 1969 film I Am Joaquin, Soy Joaquin, is on the slate for a series at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And UCLA is digging into its archives to recreate the classic Latin American cinema scene of downtown LA from 1930 to 1960. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.